Blog Talk Radio.
Live in the building, and we're live, and it's Friday, and we all the way turned up, and you already know it's Howard University homecoming weekend, and there's so many hot events going on tonight, and tonight we're going to be at Trey Wheat's Drink Erotic Old School turnout tonight. It's going to be Kwame, along with Yo-Yo, Moni Love, along with that on the ones and twos is your girl, the one and only Nonchalant in the building, man, and you know it's going to be all the way turned up tonight. Tonight we have actor, singer, Keke Robinson live in the building. You know him from Dreamgirls. You know him from Get On Up. You also know him as the Green Power Ranger. You already know what it is. He's live in the building. He has a new song debuting called Famous. We're going to talk to him more about his acting and his music career. We're also going to have the wonderful, talented harpist and singer open up for Lady Gaga and many more. The girl, the one and only, Tulani live in the building. She's going to be talking to us, man. There's so many things going on. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, along with that domestic violence. Don't forget, next month, it's Thanksgiving coming around, man, so get prepared to give back to some people out there. Also, domestic violence awareness event is going down in Florida, sponsored by ME2K. And check out that situation. If you'd like to donate, go ahead and follow her at ME2K. On Instagram, I'm seeing a cup light up, and I was kind of lost for a second. That phone off, but we're live in the building, and it's going to be turned up tonight, and we got some hot music for you, so we're going to come right back. Don't forget to follow us at Lush Radio Online. Just one, Sandra, if you're interested in getting some interviews, email that at lushradioonline@gmail.com, because it's going down tonight, okay? And also, big shout-out to our guy, VIP Event Concierge, Larry White. Had a wonderful outstanding networking event at Bar 7 yesterday. Oh, my God. I mean, from anchors to TV stars and many more entrepreneurs. So you definitely got to check out his event. He has an event going on down in November, and we'll be out there. So, you know, look out for more stuff at Lush Radio Online, at gmail.com. You already know what it is. And we're going to go ahead and go play some music, and we'll be right back because I'm feeling happy, and we about to turn up tonight.
We
Elizabeth Pina. She actually was an Hispanic actress. We know her from the classic movie La Bamba, and also what is the Modern Day Family? Modern Family. Modern Family. And she actually died at 55 this past week of natural causes. I mean, 55 is kind of young, you know. So, you know, I'm very saddened because she's definitely a great actress. From, you know, doing comedy to serious roles. And, I mean, she still looked good for her age. So, you know, I don't know what happened, but definitely we are saddened for that. Also, Fred the Godson has, Fred the Godson, Try Me remix freestyle that's coming out soon for Try Me. And we got some other things that's going on. Recently in pictures we saw Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy was out on an outing with her parents, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and she had a wonderful style going on, you know. And, you know, like people always say, okay, she can't do stuff because she's natural. She can do stuff with her natural hairstyle, so I definitely appreciate them for doing something with their hair. But I did not appreciate Beyonce's bangs, though. They were not looking too kosher. But I love her, though, you know. Maybe she was trying a different look, you know. It was just a different look on Beyonce this week. Bobby Smyrna has another thing coming out. It's called My, Smyrna, She Wrote. That's coming out soon. Look out for that. I don't like that cover. I don't know what's going on with that. What's going on with those lips over there on a cover? It's kind of scary. I don't know. Maybe you could have picked something different. But, you know, shout out to Bobby Smyrna. And shout out to Listen to the DJ. They actually got you know, the interview they did with me out there in L.A., so shout out to them. That's up on YouTube. Also, Micheline Bowman has Meet Me Monday, this Monday coming up soon, and they're doing a community food drive. So if you'd like to come out, it's going to be at Half Note at 4881 Glendale Road, Bowie, Maryland, 20720. And it's Monday, October the 20th. And you can also bring donations if you want to. This is basically for Thanksgiving. So we're doing early food drive. So if you can bring canned foods, you got some in your cabinet somewhere and you want to donate it, come bring them there. It's a free event. We're going to have free performances and a lot of things going on. Also in the news, Ebola virus. A young lady, her name was Fatu. She actually was in Africa, and she nursed her family members that were infected with Ebola and was able to keep three of them alive that without infecting herself. And she did this by protecting herself by using the trash bags, rubber boots, and gloves, and a mask. So, you know, salute to Fatu for definitely doing that, you know, because, I mean, this is not a game out here for this Ebola virus, man. Also, Ronnie Perry is coming to Baltimore, okay? It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy Tour. It's from 10:30 to 11/1/2014, and it's going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. For more information, go ahead and follow Rodney Perry at Rodney Perry Live and definitely go and support him. And we're going to have the wonderful harpist and artist. She opened up for Lady Gaga, and she's doing a lot of wonderful things. Her name is Tulani, and she's going to be live in the building, and she has a wonderful song called I Heart You, man, and she's doing her thing, man, and she's working that stage, man. New video coming out, whole bunch of visuals coming out, and you know you're listening to Lush Radio Online. You can call in at 347-826-7722. Let's go to the phone lines and see who we got on the line with us. Hello, 202, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. I'm going to help you.
Hello, this is Tulani.
Hi, Tulani. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm happy to have you live on the line, girl. You're a busy woman. You're all over the place.
Well, I know you are, too, so I'm honored to be on your show today.
definitely, man. It's an honor to have you on there. Before we get into this interview, you got any shout-outs, honey?
You said any shout-outs? Yes. I just want to say thanks to Micheline Bowman, who facilitate this interview, and also wanted to just say thanks and give a shout-out to Gino Regis, who's the producer of the song that I just released, I Heart You.
Definitely. And, you know, I actually had an experience to actually see this young lady at Micheline's event called Meet Me Monday, and she's definitely a beast when it comes to
oh,
the harp. Like,
you.
I mean, you, like, play the harp like that thing is light as I don't know what.
Thank you.
Like, the harp is a huge, you know, it's a huge instrument. I mean, you play the harp, and you know, you're like, you're amazing with it, and then you sing at the same time while you're playing it. I'm like, this is serious, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And definitely good at what you do. And, you know, the thing is that it's rare to see, especially African-American people, playing an instrument like the harp, you know? So,
well,
but you didn't step outside, you know, the norm of the trumpet or not even the violin, but just stepping out the piano and different things, or you know, the guitar or the drums. It's just amazing to me, you know what I mean? Because you're basically setting a standard right now, you know?
Well, thank you. I owe that to my mom and my mother and my father, because my dad was a professional jazz guitarist. So that's where my musical influence background came from. And then my mother, she had this idea of me playing the harp. And I've tried different instruments. I played several different instruments before I started playing harp, but it was just the connection that I had with the harp was just kind of like when I first started playing it was instant. So,
Wow. Yeah,
I definitely owe my parents on that one. And it's just, you know, it's, to me, every instrument is, you know, any instrument that anybody chooses to do or anything anybody chooses to do in life, you know, it will always be, you know, if that's what your passion is, if it's different or if it's something that, you know, majority of people who do music play, it's fine. It's just about finding what you connect with and what you're passionate about. That's the key. And for me, it was the harp.
Definitely. I played a couple little instruments and stuff, but then when I started wearing nails, it was a wrap. It was over.
I know they have that nail. It's so funny. Yeah, it's like that nail rule. And it's like I was when I started playing, I was about 10 when I started playing the harp. So I hadn't really quite gotten into the nail thing. But when I was turned around 13, 14 years old, I was like, I don't know. I want to grow some nails. You know, my harp teacher used to, when I would walk into my class, she would have her nail clipper sitting right there. And she would cut my nails every time. And I would be like, So that's the challenge of being a female musician. You know, you can't have those long, beautiful nails.
Definitely. But but at the end of the day, I mean, it's all worth it because, I mean, you bring this wonderful music, you know, wonderful vocals, you know, and you entertain
Thank
the crowd.
You.
I mean, and you are very passionate and emotional. When you get on stage and you do your thing, I mean, the head starts to swinging, the head starts going, and it's all and popping. You better get ready for a show because she ain't playing no games.
Thank you. No, that means a lot to me. When, you know, when I was growing up, my father was just, he was the ultimate musician, showman, entertainer. And he used to say to me all the time, it's not just about knowing the notes perfectly or technically being right. He told me, you have to dig in. He used to say, put some collard greens on it, put some fried chicken on it. He said, you'll put some soul into it, put some feeling. He used to say all the time, dig in, and pour everything inside of you into that performance. You should walk off the stage empty. Like, you should walk on full, but leave empty, because everything inside of you should be given to that audience. And so that's the lesson that I took from him.
Exactly, because you know the thing about it is if you had continued talking about food, girl, I was about to go to the kitchen and start cooking. Because a lot of artists get it mixed with you that, you know, when they get on the stage, it's all about just knowing the lyrics and doing performing the song. You have to be able to be a performer. You need to be able to work the stage and be at one with your crowd, you know. And, and you definitely do that just watching you perform. Now,
how did you
go about connecting with Lady Gaga? Like, that had to be an experience, man.
Oh, an amazing experience. And she's a phenomenal artist. And it started by just an audition. I went and auditioned, and I got a call back. So I went to the second audition. I was chosen to go on tour, and literally it seemed like pretty much, you know, you snap your finger, and I was on tour overseas. It was really fast.
Wow.
That time was. And it's just, you know, it was an incredible experience. It just taught me so much in terms of what the whole experience is touring. And, you know, performing in front of a large audience, we would do in arenas and stadiums when I was touring with her. So getting that experience and learning from just an incredible artist who was so dedicated to her craft, and Lady Gaga, learning that from her, it was phenomenal, the whole experience. And then getting to travel the world, places I'd never been before, you know, that I would look at on a map and never imagine that I would go there and do what I love to do. And so it's a priceless experience that I will forever treasure and use it as a learning experience to carry on with my new music that I have now. And, you know, my dream and goal is to be able to do that with the new music, to be able to travel globally performing it.
Now, being basically, you know, playing for another artist, and now you're stepping into the whole threshold of you stepping out as an artist yourself, how is that difficult? Is it a transition for you?
You know what?
Is it a difficult transition?
It's been great. I think it's like with anything, I think it's great to be in the background first.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important because there's so many things that you learn by being, you know, as they say, you know, you have to be a good Indian before you can become a chief. And so to learn everything that I need to learn in terms of every aspect of, even for when I hire musicians for my tour, when I go on tour, I know I've been there. So I know, you know, I can come from their perspective and understand, you know, how to put a tour together, but also understand what role I would play and then what expectations would be. Because my whole thing was when I went on tour was I want to give her 100%. So it's all about her. It's not about me. It's all about her. So my thing was, okay, I want to make sure I dot every I, cross every T in everything that I do, but at the same time, I was soaking up the experience and learning from it. So it was great, and that's exactly how, if I could do it all over again, that's exactly how I would do it. Because, and then getting to go on that big of a tour to have that experience, there's so many things that I've learned that I'm able to now apply as a solo artist. So it definitely was priceless.
So now, you have a new project, you have new music, a whole bunch of stuff is new coming out right now. You got new visuals, you know. So tell us what's going on, I Heart You, you know, what inspired I Heart You?
What inspired it is, well, the song is produced by Gino Regis, incredible producer, and we co-wrote the song together. And it started actually as an inspiration from my father. My dad, who I mentioned earlier, was a professional jazz guitarist. And actually was Howard University's first person to receive a degree in jazz studies. So he has a long-going history in the D.C. area as a, you know, just a renowned musician. And he's pretty much was offered all these great opportunities to travel the world and was offered a deal. He turned it down because he wanted to focus solely on his family, focus on his kids, and focus on my mom. But he pretty much, you know, trained us in music. My father, unfortunately, passed away from a massive heart attack. And so, it was so just sudden and it was completely unexpected. And, you know, his whole thing was once he reared all his children, he would go back into music. He never got that opportunity because he died young. And, you know, the thing about it for me was I wanted to do something with the music that I fell in love with. I fell in love with music as a kid, and I wanted to do something. I decided, you know what, I want to take my music career and at least do something where I can dedicate to him or something that is directly linked to him. And so the song I Heart You is just about life, you know, anybody that's gone through anything, whether it's the loss of a friend, a relative, or it's just, you know, the challenges that we go through in life, that, you know, our hearts are, you know, my father's heart still beats through me. And I realized that, that no matter what happens in life or what challenges we face, we can always keep going. And so that's the whole thing. It's like a real upbeat song that you say, like, you know, and then it's, what do you love in life? Like, for me, I love my father, but I know that in that love, he, through his love, I'm inspired by it. So what do you love with your heart in life, and how does that inspire you? And so that's the whole pretty much concept of the song. It's just a high energetic song to inspire people to just, you know, be true to who you are, whatever you love in life, you know, just you can love it with your full heart and your full being. And it, that dream within you always beats. It always lives on, as my father's dream still lives on.
It's definitely an upbeat song. You can definitely get up and dance, whoever you are. It's almost, you know how, like, you had the happy song from Pharrell. It's like one of those transcending songs that'll just get you up no matter where you are, how you're feeling. You just get
Thank you.
Definitely, it's definitely a great song. And I know you got some visuals coming out. Is the video out yet? Already?
Yeah, actually, I'm so glad you asked. The video is actually, it's on YouTube right now. Just released it through YouTube. My website, you can access the video through my website. My website is Tulani, that's TulaniOnline.com. So the video is on the website. It's also up on YouTube, of course. So if you go to YouTube, you would just search Tulani, TulaniI, I Heart You, and then you can get the video that way as well. And it's on iTunes and Amazon, which is just Tulani, I Heart You. But if you go to the website, you can get everything from the website. There's iTunes, Amazon links, all my social media, the video through YouTube, and all of that. So, yeah, it's a fun video. It really is. It's real high energy, real upbeat, and I had a lot of great people that contributed to making this a wonderful video.
Definitely. I mean, definitely, definitely everybody go check that out. And we'll get that and feature it on our website also.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, Tulani, because I'm African. I just, you know, kind of sound a little African. What was the
whole?
Yes,
it is. Yeah. Oh, I love it, love it, love it.
I'm from Nigeria, but I don't have Ebola. No pun intended.
You are.
Yeah,
it's too funny.
I'm bad. I'm sorry. I didn't take my meds today.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. My prayers go out to all those people that are going in the family, people over there that do have
loved ones, anybody. Yes. My prayers go up as well. It's Swahili. My name is Swahili. Swahili, it means peaceful. And I'm so grateful my parents. Oh, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I said my parents actually intended, they wanted to give me an African name when they named me. And so they had a book of African names, and they wanted to name me names that represented what they felt. The name of it represented what they were feeling at the moment that they wanted to name me. So it was kind of based off of the meaning. So Tulani, so it came from that inspiration to want to give me the African name.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I said, let me ask her, because I was like, but underneath all of that, you still an African sister anyway, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello. You're all from the motherland.
For real. You know, it's real out here. So. But I'm going to go ahead and play this snippet of I Heart You, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more with Tulani about other things, you know, some things that, you know, the fans want to know, all right?
Okay, great.
And we're going to go ahead and play some I Heart You real quick, and we'll come right back on Lush Radio Online. I heart you. Yeah, baby, that was a snippet of that I Heart You. You want to hear the see the full version, and you want to see the full video, go ahead and log on to Tulani's site, and you'll see it featured on our website. And you can also check it out on YouTube. And go ahead and support Tulani on that I Heart You, because it's not a game, baby. Get up off your feet and listen to that I Heart You. Tulani, what's your Instagram name, girl?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's I Am Tulani. So it's IAMTULANI, and that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I Am Tulani.
You better follow Tulani, or I'll hunt you down. For real.
Yes, please. Thanks, girl. Thank you.
We have to support one another, you know, especially when it comes to this business.
Yes.
This industry is so grimy sometimes. You know, you have to support one another, especially us women in business, you know. So,
no, you're doing that. Yes,
that's definitely,
that.
You know, I see what you're doing, and it's definitely great. I mean, you have stage presence. You got, like, you're just a triple threat, you know what I'm saying? You have it all one package, and the world just needs to break themselves and get ready for it, you know. Now, tell me one thing that your fans don't know about you.
Oh, that's a good one. Most people in my family don't even know this, so this is
so
a lot of people in my family know
that exclusive.
Right, it's an exclusive that I cook. Actually, cook. People don't believe it. It's so funny, and I was like, no, I cook. Like my immediate family knows it because I was cooking actually as a teenager. I started cooking for all my family, like all my siblings. I have six siblings.
Oh,
and
wow.
I used to cook like huge, like it's hard for me to cook for just myself. Like cooking for myself, I'll never just cook for myself. I'm used to cooking for like, you know, a whole bunch of people. So it would be like my six siblings, my parents, and my grandmother. I was cooking for like when I was like 14 years old, just cooking all the time. And so because like, you know, once I got a little older, I just wasn't really cooking anymore like that because it just be for me. But people don't know that I cook. I like to cook, like, all different types of foods. And so I have, like, extended family members that are just like, you don't cook. You don't know how to cook. It's like, you will burn toast. I'm like, no, I know how to cook.
Because young ladies, you know, in this day and age, all they know how to do is microwave stuff. So it's fairly rarely to see people your age, you know, cooking. You know, so
yeah, it's like people don't know. It's like no, it's actually it's time consuming, but in terms of just like I love cooking. It takes time, but it's good. You know, pastas and I love to eat, so you know I definitely love to eat. So I definitely whenever I do get the opportunity just to cook and to be able to cook for other people, I definitely love to do that.
Definitely, man. I got to taste the plate. You got me hungry already.
I
got
make
fried chicken and all that stuff. I'm gonna have to make you out for one of my Alfredos and stuff, shrimp and chicken.
Ooh.
Alfredo or something, you
Ooh.
Know. One
yes.
day.
I love Alfredo. Love it. That's all I ate for pasta.
Well, I love pasta. I'm a big Italian head. I love all kinds of pasta.
Oh my God, it's so good. And Italian food is good everywhere. That's the thing about it. It's so good.
Definitely. Oh my God. And then if you let it, and see with the sauces, if you let it sit for like the next day, it's even better.
Oh my God.
Because the sauce is like marinated into it. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
It is.
Oh, my God, I'm hungry now. It's your fault. It's your fault now, too.
I'm sorry.
the other question I want to ask you is, as an artist, you know, even though we do the artistry and the things like that, you know, you give back with your music, but what are some of the things you're doing to give back in regards to the community or you're looking to do?
I'm so glad you asked that question. It's so important. I feel like so many people poured into me in my life growing up that it is my responsibility and duty to give that back. So what I've been doing is this year I actually partnered with a couple of different nonprofits. One was the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Washington, and they asked me to become their arts and anti-bullying ambassador. So we did a whole project with the Boys and Girls Club. The producer that I work with, Gina Regis, and I, we did a whole project with the kids over at the Boys and Girls Club. It was an amazing experience, and I do a lot of speaking, too. I've just been speaking there at the Boys and Girls Clubs and speaking in schools and talking about anti-bullying, but also talking about healthy self-esteem and really helping the teenagers to find what their dreams are in life and then just giving them encouragement and the tools to go after what those dreams are. And so that's one nonprofit. And then the other one is FAME, which is the Foundation for the Advancement of Music in Education, which is an incredible organization. And they do a lot of work in Prince George's County, Maryland, and I believe in Montgomery County as well, and even do some work in the D.C. public school system. They provided instruments for schools that didn't have instruments there, you know, to get the funding to be able to get the instruments for the schools. They brought me in to do master classes with the kids on music and the music business and just building healthy self-esteem and leadership qualities. So it's really important to me because I believe too much is given, much is expected. And so when you have people who gave to you, it's like, okay, now it's my turn now to give that back. And so
exactly
for the organizations that have allowed me to welcome me into their family and allowed me to do what I could to try to help. So
exactly. And I mean, you're definitely doing a great job with just, you know, giving back in a sense, because some people don't, you know, and we always got to remember where we came from and remember that somebody
always
helped us to get to where we are.
And lastly,
I got two last ones before, you know, I let you go of being hostage on Let's Radio Online.
No, I'm having fun, actually. I'm like, oh, I want the last question.
I got another. The other question is, if you could give advice to the youth out there that are interested into entering the music industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
The first thing that I would tell them is pretty much the advice I got from my father, which is if it's music industry or if it's any industry or anything that you want to go into, really learn it. And whatever, if it's an instrument, if it's voice, if it's dance, whatever aspect of it, if it's behind the scenes, behind the camera, just really learn your craft and dedicate yourself to your craft. Like help, you know, cultivate it and shape it and mold it. Also get a mentor, somebody who has had experience in that particular field and has had some form of success in that particular field, and then attach yourself to that mentor so they can give you guidance. Because when you first start off, it's just like, you know, it's like, I know for me, it's like deer in the headlights. You know, you're trying to figure out, okay, which direction, where do I go, how do I do this? And that's a journey. But you definitely, if you have somebody to help guide you through that journey by getting that mentor that can help you, and then just never give up, because there are going to be doors that might be shut. There are going to be times when you wanted a yes that you got a no. You know, I was on America's Got Talent prior to going on tour with Lady Gaga, and I went through actually a couple of rounds on America's Got Talent, but I didn't win America's Got Talent. So within less than 6 months after being America's Got Talent, I ended up getting selected to go on tour with Gaga. So sometimes one door closes for another door to open. So just never give up. It can get hard sometimes sometimes when you get a no or you have a challenge, it can get difficult. But don't give up. And that's for anybody, whatever you want to do in life, regardless of what those challenges are, just keep pressing, keep pushing, and your dream will become reality.
Definitely. Take that advice from Tulani. It's not a game out here. my topic for tonight is a lot of people are single out here. It's like a lot of single people in 2014, you know. A lot of people are trying to, you know, date. A lot of people are so busy so much because we live in this microwavable, you know, lifestyle nowadays. It's like everything is so fast. So the interpersonal conversations have died down. Not that many people go and now, like, I meet you at the club or I meet you outside anymore. It's like I'm online. Chat lines are different, you know, online, doing online dating. What kind of advice would you give somebody that's single and trying to date in 2014?
Oh, wow. you know, I guess the best thing, I believe in everything being organic in life.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe, especially in that aspect, is it happening naturally. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody has their own different routes or, you know, everybody's path is different. But the key is, I think, regardless, it's not always about being in a rush to get to somebody right now. It's just about it being the right person. And, you know, I always believe that friendship, for, you know, just be, you know, develop friendships. And then, you know, you have a friendship first, and that's the foundation. Friendship is a great foundation as opposed to just. So my advice is just always not rush anything. You know, take your time. It'll happen organically. And then, you know, like my dad told, my father told me, he said, you know, focus on building yourself as a person, and focus on, you know, you becoming a better person, and focus on your dreams, and everything else will fall into place. It'll happen, you know, organically. I don't think there's a magic potion or anything. I just believe that, you know, when that time is right for you, the time is right. It's just being able to see it and just being able to know what's good for you and what's not good for you, and making that right choice for the right person.
Exactly, and you're definitely right about that. I remember one time I was on a bus, and I was going to New York, and I, you know, sometimes you never know when you're riding a bus or you're taking a train or whatever, you always meet different people. You know, you never know what kind of conversation will strike up. So this young man, he told me, he said, you know, sometimes we go into a relationship and we're half of a cup, but we're supposed to be going into a relationship when you're a full cup, but we go in as half of a cup because we have emotional baggage that sometimes we carry, and sometimes we feel like an individual is the person that's substituting what we're missing. But we need to fill ourselves up to the point that we're content with who we are, accept who we are, in order for us to. You can only love somebody but so much if you don't really truly know what love is, or you even love yourself, you know? So
that's the truth. It's so true. You have to say this. When people say, like, I found my other half or 50%, it's like, what? You watch it on, like, 50%? No. It shouldn't be 50-50 equals 100. No, nobody's like a half of a person. It's 100%. I'm not trying to get that visual, like, 50? Hold on, wait. You're only 50%? I'm confused. But, no, it's like, it's 100%. It's 100% and 100%. And it's like, it's not, you know, there's always pressure about being in relationships, but at the end of the day, it's better to wait and it be the right person. So my dad says, you focus on building up, you know, my dad told me, you got to work on yourself. You ain't perfect, you know. Like, we're never going to be perfect. But, you know, there's so much that I have to work on within myself, and then going after a dream. And so when you focus on that, it's going to happen organically, and then it's going to be the right person. And that's the key, is really not just to have somebody, but to have the right somebody. I think it's,
you're right.
It's what everybody, you know, people, that's what people deserve, the right somebody.
That is the quote of the day. Not just having somebody, having the right somebody. Well, y'all already know what it is. She told y'all, didn't she? You know. That's the quote of the day, okay? That's the quote of the day. Don't feel it. I ain't playing with you. That's the word of the day. It's going down. Okay. Tulani, we definitely appreciate you and love you. You know, we're going to also have Keith Robinson live on the show. You know him from Dream Girls, and you also know him from Get On Up. And he sings and acts, and he's going to be live on the show talking about a new song called Famous, and we're going to be talking to him later on in the show. And, you know, you can hang out with us, Tulani, if you want to, but, you know, we know you're busy traveling, doing a whole bunch of stuff, and we definitely love you, girl. Don't act like a stranger.
Love you, too. I just respect what you do, and thank you so much for just reaching out to artists and bringing us on and giving us the opportunity to share our music. It means a lot to me. Thank you for doing that, for the work that you do. And congratulations to you on all of your success and all that you have achieved. Truly your inspiration. So thank you for you.
Thank you so much. Can we get a shout-out to Lush Radio Online real quick, Tulani?
Yes. I would like to say I Heart Lush Radio Online. Love you so much.
Definitely, man. We love you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, and we appreciate you. And I see nothing but great things for you, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And we appreciate Micheline Bowman for setting up
this
wonderful interview, you know.
Thanks, Micheline.
And don't forget to check out Mimi Mo. Mondays. This Monday coming up, bring some canned food and support those less fortunate than you. A lot of special guests and performances, and it's at the Half Note going down on the 20th. And this is Howard Homecoming Weekend, so turn up! So, all right, Sulani, we love you. Hit you on the flip side, boo.
Love you, too. Thanks so much.
No problem. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. We had the beautiful, wonderful, and talented Sulani live in the building, man. And remember, I heart you. We're going to go ahead and play a snippet of that. And we're going to go ahead and play some more music. And we're going to have your boy Keith Robinson live in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush. Don't forget to follow us at Lush Radio Online. Just one Sandra, www.lushradioonline.com.
Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again. Tell him that they like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out of the
side. I know it's somebody perfect right now.
We can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a Congo. Since we in the club, fill it up, fill it up. Go girl, it's your birthday, said her man be on that bullshit pimpin'. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin'. Tryna get you home, or would you be Mark Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash, got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffin' on a toy dough. Girl, that's only if you want dough.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up, go girl. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Block out the Henny in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss them, or even want to diss them. Then you call your girl like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me, you better do like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor, he works every time. Patron, you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're thirsty, but don't know where your glass at.
Go girl, say hi. Overwatch, I know you're thirsty.
No. that good that I one night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Goes out to all the lovers out there. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We're going to have Keith Robinson live on the show. Big shout out to my girl, Rhonda Supreme, out there at Fresh Talk Radio in New Jersey doing her thing, man. Big shout out to DJ Eclipse, who's going to be DJing on the 20th this week coming up. You know what I'm saying? Freaky, freaky, doing his thing. Tonight, we're live in the building at Aurora Lounge with your man, Trey Wheat. Drink Erotic Baby. The Drink for the Stars. We're going to be in there. Free drinks all night, baby. Old school, digging in the crates. You're going to have Moni Love, Yo-Yo, Kwame, and your girl Nonchalant on the ones and twos. And we'll be down there covering, doing some media. We're going to go ahead and play some of that Keith Robinson right now. He has a new song called Famous, debut song. And we're going to be talking more to him about what's going on with his music career, and also with his acting. And he also has a new movie coming out. We're going to go ahead and play the song Famous.
Just cause you think it is, it's not like I'm crying, pretty baby.
I wanna be famous for loving you. And how could you blame us? The love is true. I wanna be famous, ooh, famous of who?
Yes, yeah, your girl, Leslie Lux, man. That was just a snippet of that famous from your man, Keith Robinson, man. This guy is definitely doing some wonderful things, man, from acting to singing, doing so much stuff out there. And we're going to have him live on the show talking to us about his new debut song, Famous, and what's going on in the wonderful world of Keith Robinson. Let's go on the line and see who we got in the building. Who's at the door? 818, you're in the building.
This is Keith Robinson.
How you doing, Keith Robinson?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, the woo-woo.
I heard you fucking in there. I appreciate you.
Definitely, man. It's definitely a real smooth song. Definitely like it. You know, Famous. It was definitely a great song. And before we get into the interview, you got any shout-outs?
Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody listening. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Keith, man, it's an honor to have you on the show. You know, and
right.
It was definitely great meeting you at in Hollywood. You know, at the club and stuff. You know, I was in the bathroom and I saw the young lady and I said, hey, I said, are you really cute? And I came outside and she said, oh, that's my friend over there. And you turn around, and I'm like, man, that's the man right there. And you turn around, I was like, man, that's Keith Robinson right there. And, I mean, you're definitely a humble dude. You know, I definitely appreciate you even taking the time to come and talk to us about what's going on with your acting career and the music scene right now.
Word. I appreciate all the support. I thank you for appreciate that.
Definitely. So, Famous, what was the inspiration behind you know, this song and jumping into stepping out as a solo artist and everything like that?
Well, I've been a solo artist for years. I mean, I started singing and doing music before the acting thing came, so it's kind of second nature to me. But Famous, I actually wrote it while we were shooting the James Brown movie. And it's just kind of my ode to music. You know, no matter how much TV and film stuff I do, my love for music always will be there. I would always want to be famous for loving the music, you know what I mean? And it's also a sentence, you know, it seems like everybody's trying to be famous and popular for reasons other than being talented. So I thought it was a cool sentiment to be famous for loving somebody, you know what I mean?
Definitely. You know, you definitely can sing. I mean, with just looking at Dreamgirls, you play in the role as Jennifer Hudson's brother, and you were singing your butt off in that movie, you know, and doing your thing and Get On Up. And, you know, what inspired you to get into acting?
You know, it kind of happened. It was a divine accident. I kind of went to an acting class, and the teacher thought I was good. And I really went to the acting class just to kind of help with my stage presence, you know what I'm saying, as a performer. So I feel like I always had a little knack for it, but I wanted to really try it out and give it a shot. And, you know, it worked out. My first audition, I landed the role. So from then on, it's been pretty much an ongoing thing.
You know, and you know, the other thing that I'm a big Power Ranger fan. Okay, I'm a big comic and Power Ranger fan. And I kept on looking. And I was like, you look familiar. And I was like, that is the Green Ranger, man. I was like, how did that come about?
Well. It basically came about, I mean, it was an audition, you know, like that was an audition that the teacher told me to go in and give it a shot, and it worked out, long story short. So that was what it was. So I basically landed the role.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, I was like, he was actually one of the Green Power Rangers. I mean, you've been doing a lot of back-to-back movies, and I think you have another movie coming up soon also.
I got a movie coming out called Crew. It's making its festival run right now. Real heavy emotional thriller. And then I got a new movie called Life's Journey. That's a TV movie that'll be on December the 26th on the Up Channel. It's kind of a So I got a couple things in brewing. You know what I mean?
Now, how do you define yourself as an artist? Like, what is your sound?
I would say free-form soul. You know, I'm a soul singer, definitely at heart, and I'm influenced by hip-hop and a lot of great soul singers. So I would say it's a combination of that. I like to try to keep it new but still old to the original, you know, catchy way, the live instrumentation, the real vocals, you know, real music, timeless music is what I'm interested in making.
Yeah, you definitely have that, soulful feeling. Definitely when you hear your music, it's like smooth, laid back. Anybody can enjoy it. And now, your fans know a lot of different things about you. But what don't your fans know about you, Keith?
I don't know. I guess you have to ask him. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that I am a singer, that I am really a musician first. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, half of the people know, and the other half is always shocked and surprised by my musicianship. And that's pretty much where it all starts with me as an artist and with my music. Other than that, you know, I like to cook. I'm a bit of a homebody, sports fanatic, you know, pretty regular dude, you know what I mean? I'm a blue-collar entertainer, I like to call myself. I'm really about the work and about the craft and, you know, the rest. I just kind of let it fall with me.
Oh, speaking about football, so what's your team you rooting for?
Well, me being from the A, you know, I roll with them Falcons, them Dirty Birds. We ain't doing so hot right now, but we got to talk about.
I see you, man. That's what it is now. What inspires you? What inspires you? So who's some of the old school artists from back in the day and now that inspire you when it comes to music?
I mean, anybody from Stevie Wonder to Sting to Steel. I love Jamiroquai. I love the Eagles. I love all the Motown sound. I love some rock music. I love that early 80s sound, you know, with Peter Gabriel and all those cats, Duran. You know, I have a mixed basket of artists that I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, who are some of the producers you're working with right now? Right now with your new project?
My new project, cat name, a lot of cats probably unknown. You probably know about the project. My man, Step One.
Okay.
Cat named Donnie Cash, Michael Jack, cat from remember the group Portrait.
Yeah.
Back in the day, one of the cats from there. He produced the first single, Famous.
Okay.
Another cat named Caviar. So a lot of producers here in Los Angeles were kind of pitched in and made their contribution. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Definitely, you're working with a lot of great people out there doing their thing. And, you know, Keith, besides doing, you know, music, besides being an actor, now a lot of people call you, you know, a hottie, a sex heartthrob, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're like a sex symbol, okay, to some people. So how do you feel about, you know, being a sex symbol to some of these women out here, you know? Is it hard sometimes? A lot of groupie love?
To be honest with you, I don't really think about it. I mean, I'm flattered. I'm flattered by it. You know, it's all good, you know. If you think I'm sexy, if you think what I do is sexy, then that's a plus. I mean, I'm kind of humble, and I try to deflect it, really. But, I mean, if you feeling it, then cool. That's, you know, that's dope.
that's a good answer, Keith. Good answer. Keith, I know you do a lot of stuff in the industry and stuff now. Also, giving back. Are there any, like, charities that you're into or that you're looking to get into?
Well, I'm real big on the Boys and Girls Club of America. You know, I definitely want to give back to the young folks, especially the kids that are interested in the arts and entertainment. I'm really adamant about that. So, but pretty much, you know, any charity I'm able to contribute, then I'm always down. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And my last two questions for you. Our topic today is dating. What kind of relationship or dating advice would you give people out here that are trying to date in 2014? Because it's kind of crazy nowadays.
It's crazy nowadays. You know, the biggest thing I would say is know yourself first. Because if you know yourself first, you kind of know what you can and cannot put up with. And pretty much try to see through the smoke and mirrors. you know what I mean? And don't fall for people for because of their Instagram page or their Facebook or their Twitter, you know what I mean? All that stuff is smoke and mirrors. So
Exactly.
You have to really
No, go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, you have to really kind of know what you're dealing with. That's what I would say.
Definitely. Yeah, because you know what, Keith? I've been catfished several times, so it's crazy out here, man. I don't even know when they started doing all this mess. It was easier back in the day to date.
I guess so, man. I guess so, because this is crazy right now. But, you know, you got to, you know.
Yeah,
that's a whole other issue right
now. I think when they started making an actual catfish show, people started doing even more. You know, it's just kind of crazy because back in the day it was simple. You could talk to somebody. Nowadays people copy and paste, a text message. People don't want to talk to people anymore. So it's kind of hard when it comes to dating in 2014. And you don't know what to trust, you know, because somebody could take an angle picture somewhere, then you meet them and they're like 500 pounds, you know.
That ain't cool. Date is over.
Real talk. But if you could give advice to the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry and the business in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
I guess I would tell them to have an independent mindset and not let anybody tell you or value you, put value on you or your craft. Get really good at what you're doing and find ways to get your product out there yourself, and you know, the powers that be will come looking for you, basically.
Definitely. And if people want to check you out on social media and they want to get in contact with you, or they want to send you tracks, how do they go about doing
that? My Twitter, my Instagram is Keith Singh. Keith, my name is Sings, S-I-N-G-S, one word. My Facebook is Keith Robinson Sings. Hit me up, I'll hit you back, and we'll figure it out.
I added you on Instagram, and you ain't following me back, Keith. I'm mad.
what's your Instagram?
Lush Radio Online, at Lush Radio Online.
Soon as we get off the phone, I'm at you. Dunzilla.
Thank you. Truly appreciate you. Man, but you know what, Keith? You're a wonderful person. Very humble dude, and you know, very talented. I wish you nothing but success in everything that you do, man, you know. And you just keep on, continue to give blessings, man, seriously.
Absolutely. Likewise, I appreciate you.
Can we get a quick shout-out to Lush Radio Online, Keith?
Yo, this is Keith Robinson. Big shout-out to Lush Radio Online. I'm locked in.
That's what it is, man. We're gonna stop holding you hostage, Keith, because I know you on tour doing your thing, man, and we appreciate you for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Word up. Definitely. Keep up in that single, Famous.
That's what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and play some more of that Famous for you. Keith Robinson, support my brother, man. He's doing his thing, man. Worldwide, international, baby. Get your groove on with that Famous, baby.
Holla.
Just because you think it's not like I'm crying, pretty baby.
I wanna be famous for loving you. And how could you blame us? The love is true. I don't need these songs, these movies, all everything that I do. I'm famous for loving you. Alright, now I'm right. Can I talk to the homie? I'm on a mission for me and you. Use all my ambition. See it through. See, I'm out here playing long. Got my mind for a call. It's all for loving you. Hey, hey, I wake up early loving you. Hey, I get my hands dirty loving you. It's all for good. I wanna be famous, ooh, famous, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey, it's your girl, Lexi. We just had the wonderful Keith Robinson live in the building, calling us live to take the time out to talk to us. And we had Tulani in the building, two wonderful artists, man. Lex Radio Online, man. This is what we do. I don't do it for me. I do it for you. We are the people's voice, man. Tune in. Check out the website, www.lexradioonline.com. We're going to have more footage out there for you. We're going to check out the interview with Zane and many more. Lex Radio Online. We're going to be heading out. Drive safely tonight. It is Howard Homecoming weekend. Please make sure that you have somebody that's going to drive that is sober, okay? And don't forget, we love you. Lex Radio Online, you're all the way live, at Lex Radio Online, at Just One Sandra, at W2K, at CEO underscore Talia. We in here, Lex Radio Online, signing off. Drink erotic, baby.